Today we begin Lesson 23. We're in Megillas Esther, Perek Tes, Chapter 9. We're going to learn Psukim Chav Dalet to Chav Ches, 24 to 28. In the Simanim Tanakh, we're two-thirds of the way down the page. Second word from the end of the line at Pasuk Chav Dalet. After describing how the Jews were celebrating either 1 or 2 days, the Navi now tells us why they're celebrating. Chav Dalet ki, because Haman ben Hamdasa, Haman the son of Hamdasa, ha'agagi, the Agagite, Tzorer, the enemy of Kol Yehudim, of all the Jews. And here the Navi is explaining that Mordechai is saying, making a point, that Haman's grudge was not personal against Mordechai alone, but rather he was a descendant of Agag, and he was an enemy to all the people. So it was this anti-Semitic thing. It wasn't just an anti-Mordechai thing. So Haman, who was the enemy of the Jews, chashav, he plotted al ha-Yehudim against the Jews, la'abdom, to destroy them. V'hipil pur, and he cast a pur. What is a pur? Who? It is ha-goral v'lat. Luhumam, to terrify them, the Jews, ula'abdom, and to destroy them. But it didn't work out that way, because in Chafei, u'bevoa, and when she came, when Esther came, lifnei hamelech, before the king, and she begged for mercy. And what did the king do? Amar, he commanded, im ha-sefer, through letters. What did he command? That yeshuv, it should recoil, it should be reversed. What should be reversed? Machshav tahara'ah, his evil scheme, Haman's evil scheme, Asher Choshev, which he schemed al Yehudim against the Jews, it should be reversed al Rosho, on his head. And what did they do? Vesalu also, and they hanged him, Vesbonav, and his sons, al Ha'etz, on the tree. Chafav. Now, it's interesting, just to note, in Chafav, al Kain, therefore, Karu, they called. Who called? The Sanhedrin of that time. They called Layomim Ma'ela these days Purim. Why? Al Shem HaPur, on account of the poor, on account of the lottery. And the lottery was simply the lottery that Haman drew. That's a simple understanding. But of course you could ask, but wasn't that a relatively insignificant part of the storyline? It just happened to be the way that Haman decided what day to kill the Jews. But there's 2 points. Number one, we see that the poor was delayed as long as possible. It was 11 months, which gave the Jews time to reverse what happened. And also, even though the poor was based on real fortune that existed or not, and the Jews had very bad fortune, the poor really described the bad fortune of the Jews, but it ultimately turned out to be good. So because of this, that this poor did have a significant role, they named the holiday Purim after that. Al Kain, because of Al Kol Divrei Ha'Ageres Azos, for all the words of this letter, in other words, because the Megillah was written, it was established for all generations for them to know about this holiday. And also they made the holiday Umarou, based on what they saw al kacha concerning this matter. The Jews personally saw it. Umahigi, and what happened alayim to them. So for the confluence of all these variables, they had this holiday because Mordechai sent the letters out, which were the Igeris. This Igeris is the definition of the Megillah. It's called an Igeris, a letter. And what everybody saw, and what everybody saw what happened, because of all that, in Chav Zayin, Kimu, they confirmed, Vikiblu, and undertook, Hayehudim, the Jews confirmed and undertook, Aleim upon them, Val Zaram, and on their descendants, Val Kol HaNilvim, and all those who might join Aleim them, which means converts. They made this as a rule, V'lo Yavar, without failing. What? Lios Osim, to make a Shnei Hayamim Ha'ela, these 2 days, Kich Savam, as it was written, to be read as a Megillah, Uviz Manam, at the proper time, Bechol Shana V'Shana, each and every year. Now it's interesting, usually you first are Mekabel, first you undertake something, and then you're Mekayim, you confirm things. Why did it say Kimu, they confirmed, and then Vikiblu, and then they undertook? So the rabbis explain that when God gave the Torah to the Jews at Sinai, he had to force them to take it, to put a mountain over their heads. So to speak, they were coerced. But now, when they saw all the hidden miracles, the Jews now willingly accepted the Torah. So Kimu, they confirmed now that which Vikibul had undertook at Sinai. So it's a great transformation. The Jews now accepted the Torah willingly. Chavches v'hayomim el, in these days, Niskarim should be remembered, and they'll be remembered by the reading of the Megillah. V'nasim, and they shall be celebrated by feasting and by gladness and by eating delicacies and by giving gifts. V'chol dor v'dor, in each and every generation, without any exception. Mishpacha, mishpacha, family by family, medina by medina, province by province, ve'ir ve'ir, city by city. No one can say that it's not a holiday for him. And now you see a proof coming up that the Megillah was written with prophecy. Because they also, it says, v'imei ha-Purim eila, and these days of Purim, lo yavru, shall never cease, mitoch ha-Yehudim, from amongst the Jews. V'zichrom, and their memory, lo yosuf, will never perish, mizaram, from their descendants. How could they write that? You know, as soon as, God forbid, Purim be forgotten, it would show you that the whole Megillah was false. So we see a proof from here that the Megillah was written with divine prophecy. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one, how do we know that Haman's actions were not based on a personal grudge against Mordechai? Because the Megillah writes in Pasuk Chav Dalet that Haman was an enemy of all the Jews. Two, what caused the reversal of Haman's evil plans? That was when Esther pleaded before the king her case. Three, why is the holiday called Purim? It's named after the poor, the lottery that Haman cast. Four, who instituted the name Purim? It was the Sanhedrin, the great Supreme Court of the Jews. Five, why was casting the lots not an insignificant detail in the story? Because by the lottery, the plans were delayed as much as possible, giving the Jews a lot of time to reverse things. And number two, that even though the lots showed the Jews had a very bad fortune, you see miraculously Hashem changed their bad fortune to a good fortune. Six, why did the Jews first confirm and then undertake to keep the 2 days of Purim? Because originally when they received the Torah, they were coerced to taking the Torah, and they undertook that Torah, but not willingly. Now, after seeing all the hidden miracles, they willingly wanted it, so they kimu, they confirmed that which vikiblu, which they had already undertaken many years before. Seven, how many days of Purim will be permanently celebrated? 2 days every year. Eight, on whose behalf did the Jews undertake the holiday of Purim? They undertook it for themselves, they undertook it for their descendants, and they undertook it for any converts that would ever happen to convert to the Jewish people. Five, what specific details of the holiday did they undertake? They undertook to read the Megillah. They undertook to feast. They undertook to have gladness, to have delicacies, to give delicacies, and to give gifts. Ten, what proof is there that the Megillah was written with divine prophecy? Because the Megillah writes that these days of Purim will never be forgotten from the Jewish people. It will never be a time that this holiday will not be remembered. And so it is that this holiday has not been forgotten. So that's a proof that this was written with divine prophecy. Please spend a few minutes going over lesson 23 and spend some time going over lessons 19, 20, 21, and 22. Have a great day.